From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. Cofield and Company, Steve Cofield. Adam Hill is the company. Chrissy is here as well. 69187 is our text line. That's our Findlay Kia text line. Even better, go to Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas. Good stuff today. Coming out of the gates, I had to decide on U.S. Open or World Cup. And I feel more connected to World Cup fans. I feel I'm more of those people than I am golf. And frankly, now, they probably need to rein them in a little bit, but soccer seems to encourage intense fan following, while golfers have gone on record in mass the last year or so that they hate their fans, many of them.
Yeah, but you are more of a wine and cheese guy than a hooligan.
Not at all.
You should be more of a golf guy.
That is such a mischaracterization.
I can see you.
I'm a yell in the crowd guy, and golf won't allow it now.
Can you see you on the fairways of Shinnecock just politely clapping and respecting the wishes of the golfers?
Not at all. No.
No, it's clear that, yes, in terms of fan friendliness.
Yeah, golfers, many current day golfers hate the fans.
I think that's fair. And no, they like them to be there and to be quiet and to know their place.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like them to have fun.
Don't move, don't breathe, don't blink, don't take a picture, nothing.
Right. So I think in that sense, absolutely, we would feel more connected to the soccer fan, and soccer is a more fun experience for the fans, and it's made that way by the game. The game of golf is not making it conducive to fans enjoying it.
Exactly. We'll update the leaderboard when we feel like it. World Cup. I'm already down with it. First of all, the setting is unbelievable from a story standpoint.
It couldn't be better.
The fact that it's in Russia is awesome, and we come right out of the gates with a dynamite game that we'll get to here inside of 5 minutes, and we've got controversy. Go figure. Essentially, a voice of Russia told its pro-hos not to service foreigners. I think that's what she was getting at, right? This wasn't casual sex amongst just the layman,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think she was talking about professionals.
I believe so, too. But I think at the same time, like, don't you want foreign investment? Isn't that what all countries are seeking?
It's one of the most important economic drivers during the Olympics and the World Cup. You can't shut down your prostitute industry.
First of all,
I mean, that is, it may not be at the front of the FIFA pack that they hand in, but it's on the back couple of pages, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I do think she's talking both, I think, and I think she's also saying be safe, because she was really, really ranting about not having a bunch of children left behind after the World Cup.
This was a single mom rant, apparently.
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yes. But it's don't let all these foreigners come in this entire, month and a half and just lay waste to the wombs of the women here.
That would have been an awesome way of saying it.
And just leave children behind after the World Cup. I think it's a fair point. Be safe if you're going to be either a hookup or a prostitute?
I feel like you're whitewashing this a bit. You're softening the blow a bit. Tamara.
You gonna try that one?
Pletnyova. I'm not bad on Russian names. Pletnyova. Pletnyova.
Okay.
Tamara Pletnyova. She oversees The Family, Women, and Children Affairs Committee in the lower house of parliament doing an interview with a Moscow. Do you like Moscow or Moscow?
Moscow.
I'm going to go Moscow. She said, of women sleeping around, if it's another race, then it's even worse.
Exactly.
We should give birth to our own children. I'm not a nationalist.
Yeah. But you are.
I know that the children suffer as well, and then they are abandoned and stay here with the mother. I would like people to get married. This is from the World Cup, first big story. I would like the people to get married based on love in our country. Well, now she's being ridiculous. Regardless of which ethnicity, really? Blah, 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 blah. So if it's another race, and it's even worse.
Well, if it's... You won't have to worry about getting pregnant if it's Stephen A.
Always, always ask.
You just committed a complete illegality on Cofield & Company.
I know I did.
You're not allowed to do that.
I know I did.
You either need to tell Chrissy to be ready with the Stephen A. material, or she's got to do it intuitively. You can't do that.
We can't
call for drops.
I have to cringe for like a solid, like, you know, 3 seconds anyways.
But that was a scene from White Men Can't Jump.
But do you want that bite, or do you want the bottom feeder? We should have the bottom feeder ISO'd by now. Might want to work on that.
That was a scene from White Men Can't Jump when Wesley Snipes just tossed it up for Woody Harrelson, like, right in front of the net. He's like, come on, if you're going to get a dunk, this is how you got to do it.
You did. Easy one. Easy one. So, I don't think Russian women will listen. I think the tourists and the players will be just fine from outside of Russia.
I think so. I think they'll figure it out.
It was safe for the Saudis today. We were worried if Russia loses in the World Cup that they have marauding forest fighters who will go out and just beat the snot out of opposing teams and fans. This is interesting. So, I love the World Cup, by the way. You can tell, right?
It's the greatest.
Because I love the stories.
I was actually
upset. I love the stories. What are we going to get? Viral video tonight of, you know, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth going crazy on some Merlot?
That'd be a nice video.
Where's my meat and cheese platter? This is not the truffle I like.
I can't believe they paired this wine with this dinner.
I have zero interest. No. Blue blood bullcrap.
The only negative, and it's every time, but to only have one game on the opening day is just a travesty.
But it worked out. It was a showcase.
It's a beautiful showcase. It's how they do it every World Cup. The host team plays one game, the only game on the first day.
Russia, technically, by the rankings, is the worst team ever to be in the World Cup, right? 70th in the world?
I didn't see that anywhere. Yeah. If you did, but Saudi Arabia is, well, obviously, Saudi Arabia is far worse than Russia.
They're not. No. The Russians were, you might be right on this, the worst to host, but Russians were 70th in the world coming in. Saudis were 67th.
Yeah. The way those
5-0 in soccer, Russia beats the Saudis 5-0. Come on.
Yeah.
And no one else is thinking something here?
Well, no. Certainly it's possible, like, you know, the Saudis and the Russians work something out behind the scenes. I don't think that's the case watching the game.
Headline! Meeting between Putin and Saudi Arabia Crown Prince before the game. 5-0.
What
do we have as limits on World Cup? $200 now?
No.
We got to cut it down?
They have pretty decent limits, but Russia was a massive favorite.
Putin and Mohammed bin Salman had a meeting, according to this story, about OPEC before the match between their respective nations.
Like, hey, if you want us to keep paying these prices for gas, you'd have to lay down on the field?
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Putin's quite the deal maker. He makes change.
I watched the game.
He affects things.
I watched the game. I mean, Saudi Arabia just looked like a horrific team. Didn't look like they were, you know,
all right,
going full tank mode, but you never know.
All right. And you are right. Russia, 70th ranked team in the world, the worst host team ever for the World Cup. I'm guessing we'll challenge that in 2026 if things don't
Russia
change.
Russia has been okay. I mean, they've been bad leading up to this World Cup, but it's not like they've been a traditional awful team. So, you know, I don't think it was that surprising today. They were -1, -50, I believe, this morning. So it was a pretty sizable favorite for a World Cup game.
All right. Did you watch the opening ceremony? I know you like to get kind of emotional, celebratory.
Not. Absolutely not.
What's your problem?
I watched the games.
Opening ceremony was beautiful.
I watched the games.
Do you know what happened at the opening ceremony?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know who Robbie Williams is?
Oh, okay. Well, I do know this from Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually was
shocked. Who is Robbie Williams?
He's a horrific English singer.
He's one of the most popular British singers for a long time.
Was he in a boy band?
He was in one of the boy bands.
Which
one? Slightly ahead of Boys to Men.
Which one was it?
He was in Take That.
Okay. That's right. And then he was in a boy band, and then he had a couple solo hits. But in general, he's just awful.
He's been gigantic in the UK.
I know you love him.
I'm a fan. He did look old today, though. A lot of gray on the sides.
Do you like all boy bands?
I like many of them.
Like Wham?
I don't think Wham was a boy band.
Of course they were.
No.
Boys in a band.
No.
Yeah.
That would be every male band.
Yes.
Wham was not a boy band.
Rolling Stones.
Nor band. Was Culture Club.
Yeah. Rolling Stones boy band.
Chameleon.
Good knowledge.
See, look at that recall. Anyway, sorry. Back
Sabbath,
to Robbie.
Boy band.
Mm-hmm. So Robbie Williams, for some reason, well, there's a couple of problems. First of all, people are not happy that he is performing in what many people believe is a despotic nation.
Right. Well,
they're mad. The UK, folks in the UK are very angry at him, and I don't know who he was doing it for or to, yeah. But I thought he risked his life towards the end of the performance by throwing up a middle finger at the camera. So what do you think he was doing?
I think it was at Putin.
Woo! No way.
I think so.
No way.
I think he felt protected. He's like, I'm going to do this. Probably a little drunk.
You think?
Yeah, why not? Throw it up. I don't see a problem with it. It's good.
By the way, I think Take That is back together. They played in Scotland last year.
So was he trying, is he in it?
I don't know if he was part of the reunion. We'll have to look that up
during
the break.
Journey without Steve Perry?
I don't think anyone's going to ever accomplish that, you know. You know that can't happen.
What, to find a perfect replacement like Journey did?
Yeah. I mean, even Adam Lambert and Queen, pretty damn good. But, but no one's Freddie Mercury, you know that.
Okay.
Arnel Pineda?
Yeah, I think that's the new Journey guy.
No, he's not that new anymore.
Yeah,
been with him for like 10 years.
Well, new to us.
And we told you yesterday we got blown off by one of our guests to go see Journey.
Yeah, BC.
Still have not heard from him yet. So he either...
You didn't ask him how the show was?
No.
No. You think he thought maybe Steve Perry was still in the band and he was upset?
No, I think he knew.
Okay.
Actually, I gave him a heads up. I was like, hey, the little Filipino singer is unbelievable. No answer. Nothing. Trying to bond on Journey. Nothing.
Well, he has long ago left you in the dust.
We yes, in so many ways.
We know. We
in
know.
So many, in, so, in so many ways. All right. The LeBronathon 2018 is really starting to heat up. We got crazy theories on what the Lakers could do. I also want to find out how many people out there are watching the World Cup. Are you into it with the U.S. out? I would think most soccer fans don't care. I mean, the U.S. obviously pushes it over the top, but that's for casual fans. Soccer fans, if you're watching the Premier League, then you're probably watching... You have to be watching the World Cup. You're totally into it.
It's better for me. Like, you remember how stressed out I would be over a U.S. game?
Yeah, you're actually kind of chill.
I'm like, I just want to watch this and enjoy it.
I've never seen you like this around a World Cup.
Yeah, it's so much better.
I've been around you for like six World Cups. I guess it would be 24 years.
So much better now. Just enjoy it. Don't care who wins.
Adam and I during sports talk when Adam was what are you now, 40? So 26?
Well, first of all,
it would be 24.
Not 40.
24 years there. You're getting close.
Close is not 40.
3 years away?
Less.
Exactly. I've already rounded up. Now it's a benefit.
That's true.
Now I'm just like, yeah, I'm old.
Was 40 round up to 70? I don't know.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I'm 70, and I can still beat CM Punk athletically. We'll make it work. We're also going to talk to a guy who's back on the cusp of reaching the major leagues again, Drew Robinson from Silverado, Adams High School.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Yes, air conditioning and plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, why is DLC so popular with the millennials?
I guess it really starts with don'tbebroke.com. Millennials are extremely tech savvy and pretty much handle all their business on their smartphones and other devices. They don't want to bother taking a Lyft or an Uber to a brick and mortar location when they can knock out their entire loan in minutes online and have the money deposited right into their checking account or on their debit card.
So what else makes Dollar Loan Center their spot?
I think it's the speed. We have a simple four-step application online and have a chat feature available to help them out in real time. They also don't have to ask their parents. It's confidential. Their data is safe and secure. And the real secret sauce?
Drum roll, please.
Absolutely no human interaction necessary.
Now you're talking. No eye contact. Apply online at don'tbebroke.com and get up to $5,000 in just minutes. Get your funds directly deposited into your account. Make your payments online and handle the entire transaction right from your phone.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You'll never forget your first car, and you'll certainly never forget your first car wreck. When this happens to you, you need an attorney who can help you get your car fixed, get you the medical attention you need, and help get you all the money you deserve. Don't deal with the insurance companies without an attorney. In a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. We'll fight to get you all the money you deserve and try to keep you out of court. I'm attorney Glenn Lerner.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
People ask, John, do you really work for Findlay Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Ditch the burgers and fries and go Greek. Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill with three valley-wide locations is the perfect alternative. And talk about convenience. You can place your order online at stefanoslv.com. Stefano's, real food, real fast, real healthy.
It's hard enough sleeping with a CPAP mask. It's even harder if you have to deal with germs, mold, bacteria, and viruses. Before you go to bed tonight, go to CPAP.com and have them send you a groundbreaking device called the Lumen. You'll get fast free shipping when you enter the promo code CLEAN. That's C-L-E-A-N. Now with the Lumen, you can kill 99% of CPAP germs, viruses, mold, and bacteria. At the touch of a button, this machine sanitizes your mask and CPAP accessories in just 5 minutes. With no harsh chemicals, the Lumen is also safe enough to use daily. No prescription or insurance needed. The Lumen CPAP Sanitizer is just one of many innovations you'll find at CPAP.com. That's CPAP.com. We've shipped over 1 million orders and are the best way to get sleep apnea equipment. Get your Lumen with fast free shipping by using promo code CLEAN. That's C-L-E-A-N.
Celebrate dads at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Featuring 9 lighted holes and range with power tees.
Power tees.
Say love golf and get 2-for-1 tee times. Also enjoy huge savings on clubs and more. Visit LasVegasGolfCenters.com or call 897-9500.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and two 51s reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51s Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
It's Cofield and Company in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
Party like a Russian, end of discussion. Dance like you got concussion, oh. Put a doll inside a doll. Party like a Russian.
Stuff, right? Robbie Williams, opening of the World Cup. Party like a Russian. One. Crank it up.
Can't imagine why he only had one big hit here.
He's had a lot of hits.
Here, only one.
Millennium was pretty big, yeah. So Robbie Williams did in the opening for the World Cup in Russia. Not allowed to sing that song. Maybe that's why he gave a finger to the camera. People feel like it mocks on old Mother Russia.
So that was not audio from the ceremony today?
No, no. Our production craft staff had to go back. Production crew had to go back and grab that one.
Should have done it.
Just risk it all.
Just launch right into it.
Just risk it all.
They're not going to kill him on the world stage.
No, he wants to get paid.
Nah, I think it's worth it.
I like that.
I think it's worth it.
They're not going to kill him on the world stage. They have no track record doing anything crazy like that. I mean, no. It was only a poisoning 6 months ago.
They would never go to England to kill anybody either.
No.
So just let him go. I think it would have been good for the new Take That tour.
What? The blow up from that? Yeah, I think the middle finger is good enough. I think doing the middle finger at the end of the performance of the World Cup blows up that Take That.
I think if Putin would have put a hit on him, it would have been pretty good for business, too. I think so. All publicity is good publicity.
I just hope England will tell Robbie Williams that they want you back.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the song.
That was uncomfortable.
So I lied earlier. I will watch some golf, even though many of the golf... Here's the reason I'm watching it. I actually do find it interesting because there's at least half a dozen golfers, as I pointed out over the last 6 months, that are extremely unlikable. So let's get an update. Let's get an update on the scoreboard. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. Let me... Let's see. Tied for first, our boy Dustin Johnson, right? Okay. Allegedly loves the yayo. Hottest wife on the tour. Next to Duffner's. She's right there.
Most prominent.
Yeah. Johnson. Poulter.
Poulter's a partier, too.
Some other dudes, Piercy and Henley, all one under. Let me find Jordan Spieth. Let's see. One under leading.
Yeah.
Shinnecock. Fighting back. The aforementioned Duffner even. Let me look for Jordan Spieth.
Keep scrolling.
Even, one over, two over, three over, four over, five over, six, seven, eight over.
Keep scrolling. You got there.
Now he's eight over.
Yeah. Not a good start.
Too many people taking pictures. Yelling, clapping. They looked at him on 14. Jordan Spieth, the Barbra Streisand, Diana Ross of the PGA Tour.
I think he's a diva.
Yeah. Well, there were rumors that in the past. Maybe Diana Ross has changed. I don't know if Babs has.
What, you can't look at her?
Yeah. I have a special request. The staff is not allowed to look at me.
Thank God.
Directly.
Thank God. Nobody wants
that. That is a real rumor, Chrissy. I don't even care if it's true or not. I just like rolling it out there every year.
It's hilarious. I don't think there's any way it's true, But it's still funny.
Yeah.
I think people do fear, like, making eye contact with you. Not to be bratty.
I wasn't saying...
It's a rumor about Steve. It's a rumor,
is that right?
About Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying about you.
Bette Midler, too?
No. You're on the diva
list. Did you
just
confuse Bette Midler with Barbra Streisand?
I think they both do it.
Okay.
If you're, like, at a certain level of diva, or divo.
I am very diva-esque. Are you sad? Spieth is 8. Tiger Woods is 8.
Yeah, that's
he tripled the first.
That's what I'm sad about. I was watching soccer this morning.
God, that sucks. I want to see him at least somewhere in the mix over the weekend.
Yeah, me too. I was watching soccer this morning. I saw a tweet that said, Tiger struggling. And I was like, all right, I'm not watching golf anymore.
You were out?
I'm not going to turn it on.
Justin Thomas, boo-hoo. He's 3 over. You saw the Chuck Hoffman? UNLV, +1.
In the mix.
Yeah, I love the U. I really do, actually. Yeah, I was ripping on golf, but I really like the U.S. Open. Because
it's the most fun of the tournaments.
Yeah, because it brings these guys down to earth, yeah. And they'll start complaining.
Of course.
The rough.
So hard.
Yep.
Technically, you're like...
It's not fair.
Even is supposed to be a good score.
Yeah. No one should be firing up 17 unders. This tournament has always been a living hell. You're supposed to look like us at times.
Yeah. Sometimes when you get caught in the rough and can't get it out, if you have a green that just... A killer, you 4-putt? That's what you want to see. That's how we play. Well, I'm 8-putt, but whatever.
Shinnecock. Just killing people. Adam Scott.
Rebel.
Briefly, Rebel. +6. Bubba Watson. +7. Filthy Phil. +7. What a nightmare. Great start.
Cut line's going to be at like +15.
Let's do it. And something called Scott Gregory shot a 92.
That's not good.
Be good for us.
Good.
I would be thrilled with a 92.
Oh, I love
at
it.
At Shinnecock from the tips with the U.S. Open setup.
I'd be thrilled with a 92 on the mini golf course.
You were pretty bad. We had our old guy challenge.
I tied for first.
Well, you didn't tie for first because I was in first. You didn't tie me.
Our team did, and I was right there.
You were right there. You didn't tie me, though. But we did dominate.
Yeah.
We had, someone walk off at the end of the competition and walk home.
Yeah.
Just stormed out the front door and walked home. And then super athletic Doug Kazarian on ESPN just completely flopped. And if any upper crust blue blood should just dominate at mini golf, it's Mr. Kazarian.
Well, he...
Even though, as he says, he's not white.
He should have been humiliated. he should have been humiliated by the result.
Yeah.
Because the reason that we tied, if you remember, is that he did not get a one on the free one hole.
Yep.
There's a free game, or not a free game. There's a
ball it's a one or a two.
Hole. There's a ball return hole. Everybody else got a one.
No. It's a one or a two. Get it right. It's a one or a two. If you hit it in one of the side receptacles, it's a two. If you nail it, it's a one. He couldn't get the two, and it took him like 6 attempts to just freaking get it up on the side.
And so we tied instead of winning. Ridiculous. And he, like, no concern in the world. Oh, that was fun round.
Well, that's when you have a life like that, there's no rock bottom.
That's true.
Right? Everything is going to come up roses.
Yeah. Hey, where are we going to dinner? Like, no, we're sulking that you blew the tournament for us.
But my parents said they pay. All right, now we're embellishing a little bit. What would you rather watch in person? Would you rather walk the course at Shinnecock or watch soccer in a Russian stadium?
Oh, soccer in a Russian stadium.
Me too.
Not even close.
Yeah.
You can drink and be rowdy.
Yeah. Hands down.
You can't do that on the course.
If the difference on a sport is you can drink and be rowdy in any sport. I'm just gonna steal this from Barstool. I just like the question. What sports are now better on TV versus watching in person? Because my answer would be all. Yeah. But I am, as I said earlier, I am pushing 70 and I'm getting kind of lazy.
But it's not even lazy.
And working at this place has made me really not like people.
TVs are so good.
Yep.
Concession prices are so high.
Part of it's being lazy.
There's a
big part of it's being lazy.
There's probably a part to it. But you see the action much better on TV.
Yep.
No question.
Get replays.
Replays. You can follow on, you know, social media much better.
Parking in my driveway. Cost? Nothing. Zero. Yeah.
I mean, for all those reasons, yeah, I think for sure. Now, to me, soccer is probably still the best live experience.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. And well, it's usually smaller stadiums that you get a much better view of the game.
A lot of Americans think soccer is boring as hell.
No, and it's a much more social environment. Like, to me, there's no better viewing experience here in town than going to lights games. That's my favorite thing to do. And it just and you go and you just hang out there. Like you know the game's going on, you're watching it, but it's kind of a cool place to hang out. Those are really fun to me.
I will say in the past, put aside the fact that you can't act like a human being, you can't make any noise, you can't breathe, walking a golf course can be kind of cool. Well, now, I don't know about with these kind of crowds, but walking and watching, you know, someone who's really good,
I mean,
it is interesting. I haven't done it in years.
I walked 18
Although, weeks. You know what? The times we've been out at our local golf tournament, you know, there are holes that are sparsely populated where you're pretty close to some of the biggest stars in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I walked 18 with John Daly. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not the kind of experience that you're usually going to get on a golf course.
Right.
You're usually going to get, you know, jerky player that doesn't want anybody to take pictures or doing, you know. John Daly was just rowdy. Like, it was fun. He was messing with people. Like, it was great. But, like, that's a very unique experience. There's, like, five people walking with him.
Temper tantrums.
There's a few.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some loud pants.
Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, that was a fun experience, for sure. But I think that's very unique. I don't think that's the average person's viewing experience on the golf course.
Yeah, but I would say, to the start of that question, soccer over golf.
Yes. And I think everything. Even forever, people have said hockey's better in person, and I think it really is cool in the arena. But TV's gotten to the point now where it's better on TV.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995, and we'll pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Cofield and Company.
Orange County with his wife and stepson as Drew Robinson hits a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is gone. Drew Robinson does it again. Two starts in his career and two home runs.
Wow. Nice job. Very nice job.
Pretty good way to start a career.
No, I just meant finding the highlight.
Oh, okay.
That was good. It was very good. Good job by the... no drama in the LBC on that one. Cofield, Adam Hill across the way. Another one of our hometown heroes checks in. Actually, you're much older than him. Silverado guy. Yeah. Fellow Skyhawk.
That's correct.
Yeah. Drew Robinson on the horn. He's in... Drew, you're in Sacramento right now?
No, we're in Round Rock.
God almighty. God almighty.
We're playing Sacramento, though, so that's halfway there.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So how was your visit to Vegas?
It was good. It's always nice coming home.
Who'd you see? Who'd you hang out with?
Mainly just family, but a couple of nights after the games, I went and acted like a little tourist a little bit, hung out with some of the teammates, just to show them around a little bit. But for the most part, I was just with my family and friends.
What were the places that you had to show guys? Like, you were like, I got to take the guys here.
Honestly, we just stayed down Fremont Street. That's where the team hotel was. So I just showed them around, like, some of the little places that we'll go to in the off season with some of my friends, like some like Commonwealth, and then I just showed them the different little places inside those little the more relaxed casinos down there.
So you're more of an East Fremont guy, it sounds like, than under the canopy guy.
Yeah, I just don't like the newer side of Vegas for the off season. It's kind of more of a hassle to go out there, so. Down Fremont Street is a little more laid-back dress code, and it's not as much of a hassle to get inside. So if I were to go out, I usually go out down there.
Did you get any pictures with the entertainers down on Fremont Street? You know what entertainers I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I guess entertainers is a loose term, I guess. But, yeah, I had some of my teammates stop and get pictures with them, but I was more of the picture taker, not okay. I wasn't in the picture.
Did they want pictures with the males or the female? Because we were downtown yesterday. We're talking to Drew Robinson, Silverado High School, Round Rock in AAA. Had more than a cup of coffee last year. He'll be back with the Rangers again. Did your teammates want pictures with the dudes in the bunny outfit and like Borat bathing suit, or was it kind of the women with their boobs out? Where were they going on that? Not saying anything about them, because they're both kind of funny.
Yeah, it was actually, I don't know if anyone actually wanted pictures. It was more they were just trying to take a picture, and I was forcing them to get in there with them and take it with their phone. I was trying to just force the issue a little bit. See if they
my mother's 73 now, and she actually took a picture with one of the like stripper dudes, and I think he grabbed her.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think she liked it, to be honest with you.
I guess that's part of it.
Yeah. Go down, get assaulted. Downtown. Why not? So, where else did you show them besides Fremont? Did you drive around? Could you drive around at all? Did you show them any other sites?
I didn't, but I know some of the guys went and checked out the nicer casinos. Some of them went to Mirage and Bellagio and stuff like that. But yeah, when I was down there, I just stuck around Fremont Street and then I headed home afterwards. Just because, like I said, it was easier just for them to be around there, just go back to the team hotel afterwards. But I know some of the guys ventured out and wanted to check out more of the nicer setup and stuff, so.
Yeah. Well, I saw you take a photo with, what was that, like a big inflatable Vegas Golden Knights jersey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually flew in a day early. I was finishing up rehab, so I got there a day early, and I was actually able to go to that Game 5. Of the Stanley Cup Finals, so I was down there for that, and I was just taking pictures with just about everything, just to get my money's worth for the whole environment and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
What was that experience like for somebody that grew up here that comes back to town and sees that? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was unreal. I mean, I've been following them all year. I wasn't really a hockey fan before. I always kind of respected the sport, but I never really knew the ins and outs of it. But since just with the way the season went and how good they were, I couldn't help but to follow them, and I was able to pick up on a bunch of things, and I learned the game, or I started to learn the rules a little bit, and I was able to follow the team and know what was going on. So being able to go to that Game 5 was incredible. Like the environment, the whole thing, the stadium, and the way the fans reacted, it was a really cool experience.
What was it? What was the experience like of just finding out? You know, because we grew up here like you did, just finding out there was going to be a major league team here. What was that like for you to go through that process?
Yeah, I was pretty pumped. Like I said, I wasn't really even a hockey fan, but once I found out we were going to the team, I became a hockey fan right away, just because I knew how much I wanted a pro team. And once I finally got it, I know I was pumped, and all the people that I hang out with and everyone I knew was excited about it too. So, like I said, it was really cool for myself and the whole city, because like everyone saw, it was perfect timing with the incident that happened and the way they embraced our city and just the way they performed. It was awesome.
So where do you feel you're at right now? You know, as a player, as your development continues, and you got the experience last year, and how do you feel you're playing right now?
I'm not where I'm at right now, but like I said, I've kind of gone up and down in my minor league career with my performance, so I've
I've been down in the struggles and I've been up doing well, so I know that's all part of it, and I just found a way to learn from each thing. So even though I'm not going how I want to right now, I know in the future I'm going to look back and learn a lot more from this than I did if I was just crushing and dominating. So I've kind of learned that I've learned more about the game and about myself when I go through struggles. So this is all part of it.
You did hit a home run last night.
I did, yeah.
I'm asking this for a specific question. What did you see on the pitch, and what happened there?
The pitch before, I got blown up on a fastball in. I was about as late as you possibly could be with making contact on a foul ball. So I kind of just took a gamble, and I just assumed that he was going to try to come back with a fastball since I was so late. And that's what I got, and I was able to put barrel on it. So worked out for me.
Very fascinated with this because Drew Robinson, who's with us, Silverado grad like myself, hit the home run last night off my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Taylor Hill. Took him deep.
How's he doing beyond that?
He was out for a while. He was kind of looking for a team, and he's only been out for a couple starts. But
wow,
yeah, got the win last night.
I don't have anyone deep I'm related to playing baseball, so I have nothing in this story. That kind of stinks. Drew Robinson's with us. See, I'm let down. In the Rangers system, played for the Rangers last year. Was certainly, I mean, he's been on and off the DL with the major league squad. Well, we should ask about the injury. How annoying is this sort of injury? The injury is a hip.
Yeah, it's just a little nagging injury. It's nothing serious. It's just kind of something I had to let calm down. So first time I was on the DL, I kind of came back too fast. It was feeling good for a little bit, and like I said, there's no timetable like set thing for it. So it's just kind of a waiting game. And luckily now I'm feeling good, so I'm good to go.
What position are you playing on most regular basis now that you're back?
For now, I think I'm just going to stick with the outfield for a week or two.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll be back to doing the utility role until they need me, I guess.
Do you hate these questions about the utility role? Because it is fascinating. There are not many players who are like, yeah, put me in center field, or tomorrow I'll play second base.
Yeah, I mean, it's not annoying. That's just, I kind of embrace it because, and I tell everybody to ask, is that I've been basically utility player my whole life, because when I was younger playing baseball, I was always the smaller player. I was undersized, so whoever pitched back in like Little League and stuff, everyone pitched except for me. So whoever pitched, I would just go play their position. So I've honestly been a utility player my whole life until I got to my growth spurt in my junior year and stuff in high school. That's when I stuck to shortstop. But even when I first signed, right away I started bouncing around.
So how big were you freshman year?
Freshman year, I was like 5'1", 100 pounds, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a future That's a future fourth-round pick in Major Leaguer.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really crazy because my brother was like 6 foot as a sixth grader, like this just stud athlete, way bigger than everyone, and he just kept on growing. So it was weird. It was a weird time from like sixth grade to sophomore year when I wasn't growing, and I was just wondering, I was like, what is going on with me? My brother is this huge guy with a beard, and I'm this little shrimp running around just trying to have fun, but it worked out, I guess.
Yeah, it worked out. You're going to be back with the Rangers before too long. I want to ask about a couple of Rangers. Are you, like, you played last year, you know, you're up there in June on, are the young guys allowed to call? Actually, were you around Cologne? You weren't around Cologne last year. You were around Cologne this year in spring training, right?
Yeah, I was around Cologne this year.
Yeah, because he wasn't with the Rangers last year.
The first like month and a half I was there.
Yeah.
And I was around him.
Are you allowed to call him Big Sexy?
I don't call him Big Sexy. I haven't even tried. I stuck with Big Bart. I thought it was kind of a
Big
funny
Bart,
name.
Okay.
Yeah. I always thought it just kind of came out funny. So every time I saw him, I just gave him a little, hey, Big Bart, how you been? Type thing. And he was a really soft-spoken, quiet guy. And the first time I did it, I had never even talked to him before. I just went up to him, or I was just walking by him in the locker room one day, and I just said, hey, Big Bart, how you doing? And he just kind of started laughing, like, who is this little guy? Yeah, it's funny. He's a really good guy, so he's good with all that stuff.
Well, think about what he's doing. I think you were like 5 when he debuted in the majors.
Well, yeah. It's crazy to think about it. All the comparisons in ages and all the people he's facing and stuff, I see it all the time, and it's just incredible.
I've never had a chance to ask someone who's played for the Rangers, what's the deal with Adrian Beltre's head? Has that ever been explained?
hasn't been explained, no. I just kind of, I saw it before I got called up. I seen on TV that how he doesn't like it, so being a young guy that didn't really know him, I just kind of stayed away from that, and whenever it happened, I just kind of laughed it off, but I never actually got the details.
At what point in your career do you feel it's okay to start ruffling the feathers like that, though?
Well, not now.
Yeah, be careful.
You'll know it when you get there, I guess.
I guess it's a feel thing. Maybe one of these days I have a good game or something, but yeah, definitely not now.
Drew Robinson, Silverado High School guy, fourth round pick in 2010, played for the Rangers last year, was up this year. He is essentially rehabbing now, coming back from a hip injury. Adam mentioned ruffling the feathers of veterans. You can do that with Gallo, right? He's younger than you.
Yeah, Gallo's not a veteran at all.
Yeah.
That's my roommate. That's my good friend. So I can do whatever I want. But he's a good guy and he makes it fun. He's a big goofball. So he pretty much do whatever you want to him.
How nuts is this whole scenario? You know, I was looking back at the drafts from like 2010 through 2012, and how many of you guys, you know, many are big stars already in the major leagues, and a lot of you guys are on the cusp. I mean, what a group of players there from like 2009 to 2013 around Vegas.
Yeah, it's awesome. I tell people all the time, we'll be watching a game before one of our games, and I'll just see someone pop up like Shreve or Field or something like that. I'm like, hey, that's a Vegas guy, and everyone's like kind of getting annoyed by it by now, but it's true. Like, we had a span of like 2009, 2008, like you said, to 2013, where we have some serious talent come out of there, and it's awesome to see that, especially most of the guys that are sticking and doing well. So it's really cool, and it's really cool with Johnny Field, what he's doing with the Rays, because we played on the same travel ball team growing up, and he's kind of the same story as me. Me and him were like the smaller guys, like the role players of our younger team. Like, he was a really good player, but we weren't like our stud guys. So it's cool to see him doing what he's doing and growing into his role.
Well, tell people who are the best players. I mean, you're talking about two major leaguers, and you're like, yeah, we were kind of the utility guys. Who were the best guys on the team?
Growing up, we had Corey Welch, Cameron Harper, and then Nick Kingham, who, yep, obviously he's still doing good. He just kept growing, and he kept growing into his body, so he's still doing good. But we had, like, those are like our three, like, real good players, and then we had a bunch of other guys that just knew how to play baseball, but those are like the stud guys back then.
Do you have any explanation for why that happened in that era so quickly with so many guys that were able to come up?
No, I don't. I think it's just the way it works out. Maybe the guys who are undersized kind of learn how to hang with those guys, and then when they hit the growth spurt, maybe they just, I don't know, they learned the, I really don't know, but it's good that it worked out that way, I guess, for me.
Was there, I mean, when you look around at those guys, is there a sense of competition? I mean, I'm sure there is on some level, or is it just pride? I mean, you mentioned how proud you are of some of them, but is it, are you looking around and saying, hey, you know, I gotta represent more than this guy, or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I just try to go about my business the same way I always do, but like I said, it's cool knowing I'm from Vegas and knowing how many from Vegas there are.
Yeah, actually, you mentioned Field. Field actually made it to Game 4 in Washington, I think, and he was up there for the VGK.
For the Golden Knights?
Yeah. So he was there.
Yeah,
so
he did, yeah.
So everybody's kind of following this team and watching it. But there was some talk last week, it was, you know, deep rumors, but of Major League Baseball coming to Vegas. Any thoughts on that? How do you think that would do, and how exciting would that be for the city and all the baseball guys that have come through?
Yeah, I mean, just like everything else, I think the city's ready for it all, honestly. We've got the football team coming. I think nowadays with all the things people are afraid of to bring a team there, I think is kind of over now with the social media. Like, I think guys know if they go out and do stuff that they're not supposed to, they're going to get caught too easily, honestly. So I think it's kind of, I think it's kind of old news with that stuff. So I just think the city's ready, and I think we have anything you need. So we have the good weather year round, and besides the heat, but that's, you can deal with that. But I just think the city is ready. I think it'll be awesome for whatever sport comes there.
You mentioned social media. You're on Instagram, but you're not on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
What's up with that?
I find it as a distraction. I'm on Instagram enough as it is. So if I had another one, who knows how much time I spend looking at my phone.
Okay.
So I just try to stick to one.
It's very smart. I actually, looking on social media today, I found, did you do that clap multiple times? Did you do it once and then it took off? You got this like little clap thing going, and I actually got, I think the Rangers answered me today when I was like, hey, what's up with that clap?
Yeah, just one of the days I was on the bench, I was just bored, and Napoli had hit a big home run, and like I'm pretty sure the home run, his trot, everything was over. He was in the dugout, and they just kept the camera on him, and I just happened to pan in the middle of the two, and I was just bored, and I just kept clapping. And then after the game, my mom and like everyone who was watching the game texted me and said, "What the heck were you doing over there? What was that clap?" So the next day, we hit like three home runs, I think, and I was like, I was on the bench again, bored. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it again, see if they catch it, and they did. So then it kind of just turned into a little something last year, and it was pretty exciting, I guess.
It was pretty exciting, I guess. Let's close on this. You mentioned your brother earlier. You want to give him a free pop on local radio? Isn't he? He's selling real estate, right?
Yeah, he is. So if anybody needs a house, need anything, contact my brother, Chad Robinson. He's on social media, everything. So, and if not, you can go through my social media. He's working on it, and he's really good. So give him a shout.
Oh, man, you got to have the phone number ready.
Phone number is 301.
You do know it. Nice.
The area code 702-301-7466. Chad Robinson, hit him up.
Wow. Now that's hitting a promotional home run. I had it here, too. So it's 301-7466. Drew, we appreciate it, man. Get healthy, and we'd love to talk to you when you get back with the Rangers. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Drew Robinson, one of the great athletes out of Adams High School. Adam laid the groundwork with like really just unbelievable levels of losing.
True.
In the 90s, whenever the hell you were in high school.
Well, the school wasn't open until mid-90s.
And then the real athletes came along.
That's true. Well, we had
some. 2008, 9, 10, multiple major leaguers from Silverado. Yeah. Adam, not one of them.
I'm not on the notable alumni page on Wikipedia.
Still, you're still not.
Still. Actually, one of our other notable alumni just walked by, Gooch. Just saw him outside.
He's on there, though.
No, he's not either.
He's off?
Yeah, he's
off. I thought he was on a wiki page.
Yeah, somebody took him off. Somebody took both of us off.
Can you just do that?
Yeah. That's what it is. Anybody can edit it.
Well, I get that part, but once you're on there, you should be on there for life.
No, people are like, no, we don't think these guys are notable enough.
You're two of the biggest media stars.
I agree.
In the market.
In the world.
Market. You got stretching it.
Definitely market.
I'm calling Wikipedia.
I mean, Adam is sort of world-renowned MMA guy.
You're calling Wikipedia.
Well,
I think it's mostly an online-based business. Sure.
I'm so mad that I'll find a number.
Good luck.
I'll fax it to him.
I like that kid, though. I was going to tell him I was going to be really cheesy, because as I mentioned earlier, I'm pushing 70, but I'm still doing fantasy baseball, that I've had him on and off an American League team. I'm like, bro, come on. I need the utility pop. If he comes back up and gives me 240 with like 10 homers the rest of the way, he plays every position. It's invaluable. You got to get healthy.
That was. That, I don't know if that passion would have been accepted.
Next time we talk to him.
Appreciated, I think.
I want to make sure he gets back to the Rangers and he's playing well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey, bro, I'm moving up. I'm going to call him bro, too. I'm going to talk to a 26-year-old like that. Bro. I want him to know if my team takes off. It's struggling right now. Let me ask you a question. Was it a mistake to... Well, first of all, I'm talking fantasy baseball on local radio, so that's a mistake.
Yeah,
all right. Was it a mistake to... I do this every year in the American League. I like drafting a softball team. One of my favorite players' hitting style of all time is, or was, Phil Plantier.
Okay. So you're like a Rob Deere, Pete Cavilia type?
I don't have... Like, other people shy away from, 202, 24 dongs and 200 strikeouts. I embrace that.
No, why not?
Because it's not real baseball. It's fantasy baseball. But the problem arises when your entire team is like that.
True.
I'm struggling a bit in average. We're just going to say that.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm
guessing stolen bases,
well,
too.
You know who I had, because I will somehow have him on my team for life.
Ooh, Joey Gallo?
Yeah. So I have to go with him because I predicted that Joey Gallo would have more career home runs than Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant, and Wally Backman laughed at me.
Yeah.
So screw you, Wally. So I already had Gallo on an American League team coming in. And he's doing fine. He's 199 right now. Was it a mistake to draft Chris Davis as well?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, to have those two guys, you can have one of those guys on your roster.
I got no shot. I have no shot to hit 230 as a team. I finally was like, Chris Davis is having, I mean, we have the numbers. It's. I think since WAR has been measured, he's like maybe the worst player in Major League Baseball history.
I think he is.
It was like 11,800 players measured, and this season he's up there with the worst ever.
I wouldn't even say it's not the worst player ever. The worst season.
He's the worst having season. Season. He just lost it. And he's got 3 years and $75 million left on his contract.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's been a rough go this year. Kendrys Morales, 218. Trey Mancini, 229.
I mean, it seems
just
like
doesn't stop.
Seems like a general manager problem.
Old Brian McCann, 215. Yeah, it's been a disaster. But Gallo's got 17 homers. Let's do it.
How are you doing the stolen bases?
How do you think?
Not good.
I make that. I was not lying about the softball team.
Station to station.
Yeah. You're definitely it's very much station to station. And better hit home runs. What was that Baltimore bar doing with the Chris Davis promotion?
Every time he gets a hit.
Free
drinks for everyone.
What?
Just a hit. Not a home run. A not an extra base hit. Simply a freaking hit.
Just a hit.
That's how bad Chris Davis of the Orioles has been this year.
He has not been good.
It's sad. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think he might be just axed and collect $70+ million at home.
I mean, at some point you have to make that decision, because I don't know what it would do to your team to just sit him on the bench all the time. But at least you can fill a roster spot with somebody that can help you at some point. I mean, it's been horrific.
On the way back, we got to get the latest update on NBA Super Team's contract talks. Well, they're going to be coming for Draymond Green. So maybe that's bad news for the Warriors. And we start getting into these crazy combinations on the rumor mill around the National Basketball Association.
Join the conversation on Twitter @ Cofield & Co.